You are listening to Real World News.
Historical demonstration of rural organizations of Brazil to demand a grand reform. Wednesday, August 22nd was an unusual day in the capital city of Brazil. 10,000 peasants, indigenous rural workers, quilombolas and fishermen marched from the ministries to the presidential palace, where President Dilma Rousseff was, to demand urgent action towards an agrarian reform in the country. The demonstration coincided with the closing of the meeting of organizations and peoples of the countryside, water and the rainforest that was being held in the Brazilian capital since Monday the 20th. 7,000 people participated in the first such meeting held in 50 years. The main social and trade union organizations of Brazil participated in the meeting, such as La Via Campesina, the National Confederation of Agricultural Workers, the Federation of Family Farmers, as well as the Agroecological, Indigenous and Quilombolas organizations. The aim of the meeting was to come up with a common pattern of demands and struggles that will translate into public policies towards an agrarian reform. A leader of the rural landless peasant movement of Brazil, Alexander Conceição, told Real World Radio that the organizations considered the figures regarding the agrarian reform under Dilma Rousseff's administration have been the worst in the past 17 years, which means that even some right-wing governments have done more than the current Brazilian administration that benefits extractivist industries, transnational corporations and agribusiness. When the interview was taking place, 10,000 people from around the country were gathering outside the presidential palace reading the conclusions of the meeting summarizing the countryside, rainforest and water manifesto. Truck drivers, public servants and university professors, who have been on strike for several months, also joined the demonstration. Agribusiness, through the world's biggest transnational corporations, is taking over all our natural resources, while the agrarian reform in Brazil is totally paralyzed, said the MSC leader. On 2012, it's the 51st anniversary of the first peasant assembly held in Belo Horizonte, Minas Gerais State, which is the main precedent of today's meeting. In fact, the conclusions drawn from the 1961 meeting set the ground for defining the community needs. Alexandra said about their position regarding Dilma Rousseff's administration, "We chose Dilma so that she would make the people's, not the capital's project come true."
You are listening to Real World News.